Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to those at home. I'm really happy to be here this morning with all of you. Let's pray before I begin. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful morning.
天父上帝,
God, I pray for the words that come from my mouth, that they would not be mine, but that they would come from you.
我今天要跟大家传道的不是从我的嘴里传出来，而是从天父上帝的嘴里。
I pray for the translation, Lord, that your message would get through clearly to your people.
我希望这样的话语呢，能够清晰地传到你们的当中。
That they will hear what you want them to hear this morning.
让听到他愿意让你听到的这些话语。
We commit this time to you, and we ask that you would bless us.
我们也希望这样的时间，你能够给我们以赐福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以天父上帝的名义，我们祷告，耶稣基督的名义，我们祷告。
Amen. Amen. So the Bible gives a lot of hope to a lot of people.
那么在圣经当中，给予了我们很多的希望，给了我们很多的人的希望。After
all, it's filled with stories about how God creates everything, how he saves his people through miracles over and over again, how Jesus loves the world.
有很多的故事都是讲这个上帝，通过耶稣基督给予了我们的这样的希望，怎么来拯救我们，怎么来。
Yet there are also stories that may make you scratch your head.
但是呢，还是有很多的故事会让你挠你的头。
They make you wonder, why is this in the Bible? What am I supposed to learn from this?
那会让大家想，为什么这些事情会发生在这个圣经当中？它会让我们想到什么？
And one of the toughest books to deal with in the Bible is the book of Joshua.
最难的一个故事呢，就是这个约瑟亚书里面所讲的这样的一个故事。
Not because it's hard to understand. It's not full of poems or wise sayings.
不是说它很难理解，也不是说它里面有很多的诗歌啊，有很多的这样的一些故事。
It's full of stories.
它是一个完整的一个故事。
But these stories are about how God tells Israel, his people, to destroy other people.
这个故事呢，是让上帝讲这个以色列人是怎么去摧毁其他的一个部落。
And so the question is, how can a holy, just, and loving God command such harsh actions, like wiping out entire nations?
我们搞不明白就是为什么上帝会让以色列人去毁掉另外的一个这样的一个民族。
Many people are disgusted by this. They say that God is bloodthirsty, that he's committing genocide.
有些人呢会觉得呢就是感觉到很不舒服，因为他觉得上帝呢是一个嗜血的上帝，是大屠杀的。
They use these battles as an argument, and they say that God is not loving.
他们用这样的一个例子来说，上帝呢不是一个充满了爱的一个上帝，而是充满了血腥的一个上帝。
Maybe even some of you have thought that.
很可能你们当中有些人也会这么去想。So
it's tough.
非常困难，非常难。
But that doesn't mean we should ignore it and just brush it under the carpet, pretend like, oh, that didn't really happen.
但是呢，这并不意味着我们就说把它扔在一边，藏在地毯里面，就当一切没发生过一样的，把它扔在一边。We
can't just stick to the good stories in the Bible.
我们不能仅仅说是我们只像听那个圣经里面所讲的一些好的故事。Because
this story is a part of the Bible. It's part of what God wants to say to us.
这也是圣经当中的一个故事，这也是上帝需要我们了解的这些故事。
So what happens to the Canaanites? It's really hard to swallow, but we need to try to understand what these stories mean.
所以说呢，发生在这个迦南地里面的这些城里面的故事呢，非常难以去理解。但是呢，我们确实要去理解它当中所包含的一个含义。We'll
look at one specific example a little bit later on, but I want to give a little background first.
我呢，一些具体的细节呢，我待会儿再讲。但是呢，我先呢会给大家一个例子。
So there are two main reasons why God commands the Israelites to wipe out the Canaanites.
就说这有两个理由，上帝让以色列人去毁掉这个迦南城。The
first is that Israel's worship to God was to be absolutely pure.
第一个呢，是因为以色列人呢是崇拜上帝呢，他是一个绝对的这种纯洁的心去崇拜上帝。It
was not to be tainted by any of the surrounding idol worship and practices.
它一点都不会受到这些你去崇拜其他偶像的这种影响。So
we see this in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 4, where God gives this command to Moses.
好，我们呢可以看到《生命记》第七章四节的时候，有这么一段经文。Right,
he tells them that they need to destroy them because otherwise they will turn the Israelites away from worshiping God to worshiping false idols. So God's desire was for their worship to him to be pure and to him alone.
啊，那么上帝希望我们大家对他的崇拜，崇拜是纯洁的，啊，啊，是只能向他来崇拜，而不能向其他的神去侍奉。
So that's the first reason.
啊，这是第一个理由。
The second reason that God commands the Israelites to wipe out the Canaanites was because of the Canaanites' sin.
啊，第二个理由呢，就是在那个迦南城里面那些人呢，他们犯了罪，啊，这是第二个理由。
So in Genesis 15,
啊，在创世记十五章十六。
God's making promises to Abraham, and he says here, the promises will be delayed because the sin of the Amorites is not yet complete.
就这句话就是到了第四代他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
And these Amorites are part of the Canaanite people.
这些阿摩利人呢，他就是那个迦南城里面的那些人的，他也是一部分。
And so it's talking about their sin.
他就在讲这是他们的罪性。
Now, when we talk about sin, from God's point of view, everyone has sinned.
从上帝的角度，我们如果说来看这个罪的话，那么每一个人都有罪。
So actually, everyone is deserving of death.
那么每一个人呢，都，罪当死。
What actually happens to the Canaanites, we deserve.
那么发生在这里面的事情，其实我们也当，面对这样的一个结局。
The only reason that anybody is spared is because of God's grace and mercy.
我们之所以现在被赦免了，是因为上帝的怜悯。
Right, so it's not like they got something that they didn't deserve. No, it's what they deserved.
我们并不是我们得到的是我们这个不应该得到的，是我们实际上呢是我们本应该得到的。
But that answer is too simple.
但是这个答案呢太简单了。
Because after all, there are sinful people like us, and we aren't completely wiped out.
我们像比如说像我们这样的人，我们其实也是犯了罪的人啊。我们为什么现在也还没有被毁灭掉呢？
So what was it about the Canaanites' sin that made it so particularly bad that they had to be wiped out?
那么问题就来了，那为什么在这个迦南城里面的人，他们要被特别的拎出来被毁灭呢？
I don't have the verse up there, but if you go to Leviticus chapter 18, Leviticus,
okay, yeah. 那么那个话呢是在这个利未记的 chapter
18
chapter 18章的时候，利未记里面
in that chapter God commands the Israelites to stay away from all of these abominations that the Canaanites practice.
好，那么上帝是警告大家要远离这些迦南人他所行的这些罪恶。
So among the lists are incest, adultery, child sacrifice, and homosexual activity.
比如说呢就是乱伦通奸杀小孩以及这个what is the name?
Homosexual activity.
还有同性恋这四个。
All right, so those are just some examples of their sin.
这就是他们的一些犯的罪的一些例子。
But furthermore, the Canaanites' hearts were hardened.
但是呢，就往后面走，那些迦南城里面的人呢，他们的心非常的坚硬。
They had heard of God. They had heard of what he had done for Israel.
那么他们听到了上帝说的，他们听到了上帝对这个以色列人说的。
But they continued to resist.
但是他们继续的持续的拒绝了上帝的这么一个警告。
Not all of them did.
并不是他们所有人都这么干。
We heard in our passage about this woman named Rahab.
那么刚才看到的就是从这个句子中我们可以看到这个拉合的这个女人。
Her and her family, they were saved.
她呢和她的家人呢是被拯救了，没有被杀掉。
Because they heard what God was doing, and she accepted God.
那么他们听到了上帝所说的，他们接受了，遵循了上帝所说的话。
Her heart was not hard.
她的心呢不是那么坚硬。
So the sin that actually brings God's judgment on the Canaanites, it's not a specific sin of incest, adultery, child sacrifice. It's not those.But it's the sin of being unwilling to accept God.
所以说呢，这个罪呢，其实并不真的是在于前面所说的犯了这种乱的、奸淫的、杀婴的以及同性恋这样的这些罪，不是指这些特别的一个罪，而是指这个迦南城里面的人，他们没有去服从上帝的这个警告没有服从上帝的命令，他们本身违背了上帝命令这本身。
And that is the second reason.
这是第二个理由。
So I don't want to make light of God's command to wipe out the Canaanites. It is a terrible event.
当然呢，我在这边并没有把上帝所让以色列人做的这个事情呢，我没有看清这个事情。那确实是一件非常可怕的事情，整个一个城都被毁掉了。我并没有看清这样的一个事情。
But I want you to know that it was not commanded by a bloodthirsty God, but it was commanded by a holy God.
好，这个呢，我是要向大家指出的，这不是一个弑取的上帝所做的事情，而是一个就是说，让我们遵照他的旨意来行事的上帝，他所说的话。
And one final thing I want to tell you is that God's instructions to Israel at that time to wipe out the Canaanites, it was very specific.
那么我也要仔细说清楚的是，这个上帝指示以色列人在那个时候去毁掉迦南城，他所说的这个事情，他是非常的清楚的啊。
Israel was not allowed to just kill whoever they wanted.
以色列人并没有说他们被允许去杀他们任何想杀的人。
It was this very specific group of people that God told them.
啊，这是只是这群特殊的这一群人是上帝让他去把他毁掉的。
Because that was God's judgment.
那就是上帝对他的审判。
Right, so we need to be careful not to apply these same instructions today.
啊，我们呢当然要非常的谨慎，不要把这样的事情也运用到我们今天的这个生活当中来。
Right, we're not told to just kill people if we're unhappy with the way that they're living.
我们并不是说我们不喜欢谁，我们就去把他杀掉，不是这个意思。
That is not the point of this.
不是这个所要讲的。
Okay, so now that we have that background, I want to look at our passage.
那么我有了这样的一个背景以后呢，我们再来看这样的经文。
So in verses 15 to 21, there was a phrase that was repeated.
那么刚才我们读过的那段经文从15到27节的时候呢，其中有一些话我们值得注意。
It was devoted to the Lord for destruction, devoted things, devoted to destruction.
就说里面我们看到的字句反复出现的，就是我们要Devote 就是我们要献给上帝来摧毁，献给什么东西摧毁。
That's actually all from just one Hebrew word.
那是他们实际上这个献和摧毁，实际上在希伯来语里面呢，它其实是一个词。
And you might think it's strange for the same word to mean both devotion and destruction.
那么大家会觉得很奇怪，一方面你是在奉献，一方面呢又在摧毁，这两个含义怎么会是在一个词上面？
One seems like a very positive thing, the other seems negative.
有一方面听上去很积极的一方面，第二个词呢听上去很消极。
But when you think about it, it'll make sense.
它实际上是有道理的。
Because for you to be devoted to someone or something means that you cannot have that same relationship with anything else.
也就是说你致力于某一件事情，或者是你在挑选某一个事情和事物的时候，你其实已经扔掉了其他的选项。
So in other words, you destroyed all those other relationships.
那么你就把其他的那些关系，其他的那些选项，你已经把它摧毁掉了。
So you're devoted to your spouse.
你呢？对你的夫妻的另外一半，你致力于他，你跟承诺了他你跟你自己的这个夫妻的另外一方。
So if you're devoted to your spouse, you destroy all spousal relationships with anyone else.
那么你这个向你的另外一半你做出的这承诺，你其实呢也就是跟其他的人呢就没有了这层关系，就没有了这类似的关系。
Right? If you're devoted to a sports team, you don't like any other sports team.
如果你喜欢一项体育运动，那么你其实也就不再喜欢其他的那些体育运动了。
If you're devoted to Apple, you think Samsung is bad.
Okay, 如果你喜欢苹果电脑的话，那你可能就觉得三星就一点都没有意思。
Right, devotion to one thing means destruction to all other things.
所以说呢，你全心的投入一个事情，其实呢，你就把其他的那个事情呢，你就把它摧毁掉了。
And so here in our passage, we're actually told that the Israelites are to devote the city to the Lord.
好，那么我们从这个句子当中就可以看到那段可以看到以色列人呢，他致力于一件事情的时候呢，他实际上把另外一个就给毁掉。
It's in essence a sacrifice or an offering to God.
所以说呢，这个就是向上帝的奉献，其实就是我们做出的一个牺牲。
There were some things that were saved, like the precious metals.
有些东西呢，我们要保留下来，比如说那些贵重的金属。
Yeah, so the gold, the silver, the iron, the bronze, those were saved.
像刚才我们看到的金啊、银啊、铁啊、铜啊，这都被留下来。
But everything else was destroyed.
但是其他东西呢，就全部被毁了。
And the reason for that was because they were devoted things. They had been devoted to the Canaanite gods.
他们呢，都是被献给上帝。
So the people, the animals, even the city itself had to be destroyed because there was this association with the Canaanite gods.
Okay, 那么其他的这些人，那动物呢，包括那个城本身啊，他们没有被奉献给上帝，所以呢，他们就被摧毁掉。
And there's a strong connection between what is devoted to the Lord and holiness.
啊，这有就是向上帝这个奉献和这个这个圣洁是有密切的关系。
So in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 28, it says this.
利未记的27章28节这样说。
But nothing that a person owns or devotes to the Lord, whether a human being or an animal or family land, may be sold or redeemed. Everything so devoted is most holy to the Lord.
但一切涌现的就是人从他所有涌现给耶和华的，无论是人是牲口，是他承受为业的地，都不可以卖。也不可以数，凡涌现的是归耶和华为至圣。
So once you give something to God, you cannot expect.
那你如果把一个东西已经奉献给上帝，你就不能把它收回了。
Once devoted, it belongs to God and it is His.
如果你这个东西已经奉献出去，那就是他的。
Right, and so the reason that these animals had to be destroyed was because if they didn't, there may be this temptation.To use those animals later on.
I'm sorry.
So the animals, they had to be killed because otherwise they may be tempted to use them.
Okay. 那么那些被献出去的那些动物那么它也是，就说被献出去了，被奉献出去了，它以后呢，它就不会再留下来对你有什么样的诱惑。
So this story, this is actually the story of Jericho. If you missed it earlier.
那么就是刚才所讲的，就是那个耶利哥城里面所发生的事情。
But it's not a story about just Israel taking over a city.
这并不是讲一个说单纯的一个故事，说以色列人把一个城给夺走了。
It's an example of what it means to devote something to God.
这就是一个例子，实际上是一个例子，就是我们是向上帝奉献。
So these people, the Israelites, they did not gain anything for themselves, but rather they received a gift from God because of their obedience.
那么也不是说以色列人得到了这些东西，而是他们呢，把这些东西呢，奉献给上帝，这才是最重要。
You don't think that they could have used all of these people, all of these animals to be slaves to do their work for them? They could have.
他虽然说是可能的，但是呢，你并不说指望以色列人把这些人呐、拿或者动物拿来当奴隶用
Right, almost all wars in history have been fought in order to gain something.
在历史上所有的这些战争，其实都是说我打了这场战争，我的目的呢，都是要来得到一些什么样的东西。
Right, you don't destroy somebody just for the sake of destroying them. You want something.
对啊，你毁掉一个东西的目的，并不是我仅仅是为了毁掉，而是像你要得到什么。
But the reason that they do destroy everything is because of their obedience and their worship to God.
Okay. 那么他们毁掉这个耶利哥城，那么他的目的呢是向上帝的奉献他们对上帝的这个旨意的这么一个服从。
Here's what it means for us.
那这下面呢就是对我们的意义在于什么地方
？First, we need to know that God is holy.
第一我们要知道的，上帝是神圣的。
He will not let rebellion against him go without consequences.
他不会让那种试图反叛他的、对抗他的一点代价都不付出。
That doesn't mean that when you mess up and sin, that he's going to punish you right away.
他并不说哦，那这也并不说你如果把什么事情搞砸了以后，他马上就会来惩罚你。
Sometimes he might.
有时候可能会这样。
But he does give a lot of grace and mercy.
他其实呢是给了我们很多的恩典、很多的怜悯。
But if you live in sin, if you live in a constant unwillingness to submit to him,
如果你仍然生活在罪中，如果你一点都认识不了你自己的罪行，如果你持续的这么干的话，
if you have no desire to obey his commands,
如果你根本就没有愿望去服从他的旨意的话，
you will end up in hell.
那么你这样，你最终会下地狱这样的一个结局。
Because after all, you have shown that you want to be away from God.
因为你呢，最后显示出来的是你就不愿意接近你的上帝。
And so you will be for the rest of eternity.
那么你呢，在你的这个永世，你都会在这个一个罪当中。
That's not a threat. That's the truth.
这不是一个威胁，这是一个事实。
There are consequences to rebelling against God.
那么违背了上帝的旨意是有这个后果。
Secondly,
第二点,
As believers, we are called to be devoted to God.
啊，我们是被要求向上帝啊来奉献。
This doesn't mean, again, that we are commanded to wipe out certain people.
我们向上帝奉献的时候，并不意味着说我们要去把其他的一些人给毁了。
But in the New Testament, you hear things like this.
在新约里面呢，你会听到这样的话啊，马太福音。
If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away.
啊，如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，你就把右眼挖出来，然后把它给扔了。
If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away.
啊，如果你的右手犯了罪，那你就把砍了，把它给扔了。
For it is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go to hell.
啊，这样的好处呢，就是在于说你犯了罪以后呢，只是把你身体的一部分拿出去给砍掉、扔掉，而不至于让你整个的身体呢都去啊这个下地狱。
To be devoted to God, to be holy, will at times require extreme measures.
啊。为了证明你对上帝的这个爱，对上帝的这个争取啊，有时候呢，必须得采取一些极端的措施。
Right, not the destruction of a whole city or a people, but the destruction of perhaps a body part.
那并不是说我要去毁掉一个整个一个城市或者整个一个人群，但是呢，很可能是你自己身体当中的某一个部分。
This is how seriously God takes sin.
啊，这是非常严肃的。对上帝来讲的话，他如何看待这个罪，这是个非常严肃的一个事情。
And for many of us, if we're honest, we need to take our sins more seriously.
如果对我们来讲的话，我们也应该把我们自己的这些罪也要看得很同样的这么样的严肃。
Right, do not take God's patience, His grace, His mercy for granted.
啊，不要把上帝的恩典、上帝的耐心啊。当成是理所当然的。
Right, you might think I can just keep on go, I can keep on sinning now, but that, you know, at the end of my life, then I will come to God.
啊，你不能讲我就这么样子一直就这么下去啊，不断的犯罪，反正就这么一直下去，然后到最后的时候，我不会受到什么样的一些惩罚。
You don't know when your life is going to end.
啊，你不知道你最后这一生会以什么样的方式来结束。
It's better to live for God now.
啊，所以说呢，现在呢，你就要啊抬头来看上帝，仰望上帝。
And most of you here, you would agree with what I've said so far.
啊，可能在座的大部分的人呢，会同意我刚才所说的这一些。
Right, you know that sin is a big no-no.
啊，这个罪就是罪，啊，这就是一个我们不应该去做的。
Right, you want to get rid of sin.
你应该啊，根除掉你的罪性。
But that's not the only thing that we're called to devote to God.
但是呢，这不是唯一的一个我们要向上帝奉献的东西。
There are some things that may fall into a gray area, like work.How you handle money, how you raise your family.
但是呢，我们在生活当中还是有一些灰色的地带。那比如说你是怎么去工作的，你和你家庭的关系怎么样，这些呢，没有明确的这么一个界限来说，这是罪还是不是罪。
What does it look like to show devotion to God in these areas?
那么在这些领域当中，你怎么来，向上帝来奉献。
Got a few more passages.
我们这还有几句话，大家看。
First one's from Matthew 6:24, should be familiar.
这一段呢是马太福音六章二十四节，这个故事呢大家可能会耳熟能详。
Right, here it says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Okay, 你一人不能一仆不能侍奉二主啊，你不能啊讨厌这个就爱那个，或者是你同。这个重视这个，然后呢轻视那个啊，你不能既侍奉神，然后呢又去看重这个钱财。
Or Matthew 16:25, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
Okay, 马太福音的十六章二十五节也说，凡是要救自己的生命的啊，必丧失掉啊这个生命；凡是为我丧失掉生命的。
Or you have James 4:4, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
雅各书四章四节的时候，如果谁与世俗为友的话，就是与我为敌。
These are some verses that have some serious implications.
这些话呢都有非常严肃的意义。
There are more examples throughout the Bible, but it's clear that devotion to God, even today,means destruction of other things.
好，那么在圣经当中还有很多的经文也提到类似的内容，但是对我们来讲的话，侍奉上帝就意味着你要把其他的东西给毁掉。
You cannot be devoted to God and to your work.
啊，你不可能说我一方面侍奉了上帝，奉献给上帝，然后呢，我又把自己致力于我自己的那些自个儿的那些事儿上面。
You cannot be devoted to God and to your house or to your car.
啊，你不可能说是我同时侍奉上帝，把我自己的心思呢，啊，在我自己的房子里面呢，我的车子里面。
You cannot even be devoted to God and to your family.
啊，你也不可能说是我一方面是侍奉上帝，又在看顾我自己的家庭。
Right. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to destroy them or get rid of them. It might, in some cases.
那并不是说你一定要把其他的事情全部都毁掉，但有些时候呢，真的是可能的。
But the truth is, we cannot have everything.
但真实的事情是我们不可能把什么东西都要。
It's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what the Bible teaches.
那不是在圣经里面所教导的，就是说我们什么都要。
You can't live faithfully to God and still get everything or do everything you want.
你不能一方面侍奉自己的主，另一方面呢，你又想得到其他的任何你自己想要的其他东西。
The truth is there is a cost.
那么道理呢，就是说你做这些事情的时候是有代价。
And again, if we are honest with ourselves, many of us try to live without paying that cost.
而我们当中很多的人呢，也想着我们想生活下去，我们不想去付那个代价。
If you look on this past week, even this past year, what has it cost you to follow God?
回过头去看过去的这么一个礼拜或者过去的这么一年，我们在侍奉上帝的时候，对我们来说，我们承担了什么样的代价，付出了什么样的成本呢？
We've seen that there is a cost to following God.
我们可以看得到，要跟从上帝的话，我们是有代价的。
Has it cost you anything?
有很多，任何事情都是有代价的。
Or have you only given God perhaps your extra?
有可能你只是把你自己的那些剩余的东西给了上帝。
You gave him your extra money, you gave him your extra time, you gave him extra attention when you had nothing else better to do.
当你有其他的事情你觉得更好的时候，你在做的时候，你只是把你多余的时间给了上帝，多余的钱财给了上帝，把自己，总之就是把自己多余的剩余的东西给了上帝。
Or is God actually your priority?
那么上帝是不是你的最重要的人？
And everything else revolves around him.
那么其他的事情都是围绕着他的转的。
Where that time that you spend with God every day, that is your most valuable thing.
那么你和上帝在一起的时间是不是你一天当中最重要的时间？
Or perhaps Sunday morning is something that you really have in your schedule.
是不是在这个星期天的早晨你有其他的一些你的日程表上有其他的一些重要的事情你要去做？
Or where you're excited to go to prayer meetings, to go to small groups.
或者说你要去很激动的需要参加那些小组的一些活动，或者是其他的一些让你觉得很舒适的一些活动。
Or when was the last time you even thought about telling someone else about Jesus?
那你上一次跟人谈到上帝耶稣基督的时候，那是什么时候呢？
Or have you avoided all of that because it was just too costly?
或者说呢，你根本就不这么去做，因为那样子的代价太大。
Right. Sadly, many of us live like that.
但是非常不幸的是呢，我们很多人其实就这么做的。
When life gets busy, what are the first things to go?
当生活很忙的时候，你的第一件事情想做的什么呢？
Is it not? I can't come to small group tonight. I can't go to prayer meeting. It's too busy.
比如说我太忙了，我就不能来参加这个小组的聚会了，星期天早晨的这么一个崇拜了。
Yeah, I can't come to Sunday service. Too tired.
或者是我来参加早晨这个周日早晨的崇拜，我太累了，我来不了。
What if instead you gave up a promotion that would cause you to work on Sundays?
那么我们也换一个角度来讲，你为了能够来参加星期天早晨的聚会，你宁肯放弃你自己的在工作当中的你可能的一个提升，你比如说升职了，那么意味着你每星期天早晨你要去工作，你会不会放弃这样的一个机会呢？
Or what if at the risk of your children being slightly worse than their peers, you didn't enroll them in all that extra math? And reading class on the weekends.
或者呢，就说你会不会让你的小孩在周日上午你不去参加那些课外的一些什么数学呀那些补习，而你会不会放弃那样的一些事情呢？因为上帝他会安排所有的一切。
Yeah. Would you still trust that God would provide for them?
你能够相信上帝，就即使不去参加这种课外的课程，那么上帝仍然会对你的孩子做出更好的安排。你会相信吗？
Or what if instead of getting that renovation that you don't really need, and instead you use that money to support church or support missions.
啊，或者说呢，我就刚才有一笔钱，我现在本来是拿来家里面做装修用的，你会不会把那笔钱省下来，说我就来做这个奉献？
Have you ever thought about these things?
你们有没有想过这样的事情？
And I'll be the first to admit that I am just as guilty.
啊，我呢也要承认，我和大家一样，我也是有这样。
Right. I am just as tempted as you are.
我跟你们大家一样，我也经常会受到这样的一些诱惑。
But we need to be honest with ourselves and we need to be honest before God.
对，在我们要对上帝坦诚之前，我们也要对自己坦诚。
He has given us tremendous blessings.
他给了我们无穷的这些这个祝福。
But those blessings often cause us to forget about him.
但是这些祝福却让我们忘记了对他的这个侍奉。
And if that's true, we need to devote some things to destruction.
啊，如果这是真的话，那我们就要想清楚，我们要把一些东西给毁掉。
We need to learn to let go.
我们要学会把一些东西放弃掉。
So I encourage you to pray about it this week.
啊，我希望我鼓励大家呢，从现在开始就要这样去。
And perhaps the Holy Spirit has already put some things in your mind.
啊，可能圣灵呢已经把一些话都放在我的脑子里面。
Because what God wants from you above all else is your worship and your obedience.
啊，这个上帝让我们把看的比其他事情最重的事情就是啊，把它放在第一位。
And if you take what the Bible says seriously, that means some things in your life will have to go.
如果你真的是非常严肃地看待这个经文当中的这些话语的话，那你就意味着你要把你生活当中的这些东西给放弃掉。
And so ask God to reveal them to you and ask him to give you the strength to let them go.
啊，请求你的上帝把这些向你展现，然后呢，让你把自己的一些俗物给放弃掉。
Let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that this is not an easy message.
啊，天父上帝，我们知道这样的一些话语不是那么容易的。
But we know it is one that we need to hear.
但是呢，这我却是我们所需要听到的。
And so, Father, would you reveal to us the things that keep us from you?
啊，你要展现出来的，让我们要把那些我们偏离你的正道的那些事情给我们揭示出来。
Would you remind us that the things of this world are not eternal?
那我们要也谢谢你提醒我们啊，我们现在所眼前的这些事情都不是永恒的。
But you are eternal.
你才是永恒的。
And you have given us eternal life.
你才给了我们永恒的生命。
So Father, give us the strength, give us the wisdom to know what it means to obey you.
啊，给天父上帝，请赐予我们的智慧，请赐予我们的能力、能量啊，来跟随着你，跟从着你。
Teach us to submit to you, to let go of control and give it to you.
啊，教导我们啊，来跟随着你啊，放弃我们自己的这一些啊这一些东西，来跟随着你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
啊，以耶稣基督的名求，我们祷告。
Amen.